So Yaakov, again, he greets Esav, and Esav wants to accompany him. The idea of him accompanying Yaakov was that they should Yaakov should change and give up some of his yadus. And Yaakov said, nothing doing. And he says to Esav, it's impossible. He says, Yavor na Adoni lifnei Abdo v'ni asnada le'iti l'regelam locha asher lefonai l'regelam ha'yolodim ad asher avo el Adoni Seira. He says, go ahead of me, you'll get to where you're going. You're going to go to Seir. I'm going to take my time. I'll go l'regel hamalocha. In other words, according to the pace of the work, asher lefonai, that's before me. The pace of the work that was before him was to make a kingdom of God on this earth. There's no room for Esav in that. And Esav says, no, so let a few people be with you. And he said, no. And it says, Vayashav Bayomahu Esav Ladarko Seira. And on that day, Esav returned to Seir, meaning that he left Eretz Yisrael. He was banished from Eretz Yisrael, and he admitted that Eretz Yisrael belonged to Yaakov. And the same day, and that's what the Beis Halevi says, that was the prayers of Yaakov Avinu, that he had to meet Esav, should be one day and no further. And that's exactly what happened. And that's why the Chumash tells us that Yashav Yomu as Esav Ladarko Seira. But eventually, you never see that Yaakov says, I'm going to get to Seir. We never see that he got there. The answer is, as we say it in the morning, V'alumo Shima Haitzim Lishpotis Har Esav. And there's going to come a day when we're going to judge Esav. That day, may that day come soon. But all the nations of the world understand that the only kingdom that can be in this earth is the kingdom of the Rebbeinu Shlom, and we are his Kohanim as a nation to lead the nations in the world to the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the knowledge of goodness and kindness on the hearts and the minds of all mankind.